And we're live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at West Henderson High School, where we have Pisgah Spring Sports. Today it is softball for a huge conference matchup between the West Henderson Falcons and your Lady Pisgah Bears. This one's going to be for the conference champions, folks. As the Bears meet West Henderson, I'm Kevin Lowry along with Brett Faust, and we've got Jack Kuick back in the studio bringing you all the action. It's sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forger Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and welcome to today's game. So, folks, we've got the introductions of both teams going on right now. Brett?
You know, Kevin,
big game today.
Big, huge game today. As you mentioned, I mean, this is basically for the conference championship. The winner today is going to be able to take it, and the loser today is going to be totally out for the most part when it comes down to it. So it's going to be, hope these girls play well.
Yeah, folks, we're about to have the national anthem, so we're going to send it back to the studio real quick. And when we come back, we'll have this conference championship matchup live. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Aww.
Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah High School softball here at West Henderson. Brett, like we were talking about, great, great matchup here tonight for first place. Behind us, we've got the baseball game going, which has some conference implications going as well over there. So big night overall here in Mills River.
Absolutely, absolutely. I guess from our girls, we just want to see some consistency here. You know, we can't afford to get too far down too early in the game. You know, that's kind of been our MO lately of we fall behind early in the game, and then we battle back and win. But when you battle a team like West Henderson, I mean, the opportunities are going to be less and less to actually be able to do that. So I hope our girls are able to jump on it and get some things rolling real quick.
Yeah, that is a spot-on keys to the game here, brought to you by Forger Contracting. I'd like to add as well, I think for us, we have to play clean in the field tonight. We can't allow 2 to 3 runs because they can hit the ball.
Absolutely.
To explode into 6 runs in an inning.
Absolutely. Well, Jaden Smith's up the bat right now, so let's see how things start off for us.
Jaden Smith fouls the first one down the left field line. Looks like she was trying to take that away here to start this game.
I tell you what, with Jaden, I mean, she can hit it over the fence. She can hit a line drive. She can bunt. She can run. She can do it all. I mean, that's why she's our leadoff hitter. She's just so versatile when it comes to her batting and her game.
Yeah, she is. She doesn't, she's not one that is going to have a high slugging percentage, but her on-base percentage is remarkable, and it allows us to score runs early and often when she's leading off here. Second pitch was missed. It's 1-1 now. Next pitch is in, and that misses outside. Looked like it was high and outside. Folks, we're sitting up here. Beautiful day over here in Mills River. We're high up on the bank, overlooking the right field line here. 2-2-1 count is coming in, and that missed as well. So that's going to run this count to 3-1 here. Jaden, you know, right now she's just looking to get on any way possible.
That's all she wants to do. She wants to do her job. I mean, that's the kind of player that Jaden is. She just wants to do her job, get on base so she can get batted around and come in to score.
West pitcher brings the next one, and that is hit right down the line, just foul over the bag. That was a double in the making.
Oh, if that gets in. So we got a Nia Cotney pitch in today for West. She's kind of a control artist. She's not going to have anything that's going to blow by fast, but she's definitely going to be able to paint them corners and use her control and her rise ball and her changeup to make you guess.
Full count offering is on the way, and that is fouled back down the right or left field line as well. Jaden's a left-handed hitter, folks. So she's really trying to work that backside here.
Oh, absolutely. She's going to get a one here in a second. She's that good. Like I said, she'll send one down that line, and she'll be on second base before they know what happened.
Payoff pitch is on the way, and that is into the backstop. So Jaden Smith on with a leadoff walk. Good things happening here for the Bears early here in Mills River.
And now you got another speed demon up, Alexis Marcos. You know, she's leading the team with a 509 batting average. She's dangerous.
Yeah, we talk all the time. Alexis can do a little bit of it all. She can bunt, she can slap, she can hit with power. But she can really run the bases as well once she gets on.
Without a doubt. And looks like she tried to bunt there.
Yeah, she turned a bunt, got it back. Pitch was high and outside. It's ball one.
You know, she's just dangerous. She's another one of those, you know, anything can happen. She hits a dribbler up the middle, she might be on third base before you know it.
Yeah, she can. They cannot fall asleep when she gets on the bases. She turns, and that pitch goes to the backstop as well. That runs the count 2-0 here for Alexis Marcos. Jaden Smith advances to second with the steal on that pass ball.
See what we got cooking here.
I'd say she's going to swing away at this point.
Oh, without a doubt.
Third pitch is high and outside, so some control issues here early for, what you say her name was?
Anaya.
Anaya? Okay.
Anaya Cotney.
She's just a sophomore, if I remember.
She is a young to this game.
So we got two sophomores going at it here today, so that's big. And Alexis Marcos is going to go to first on a four-pitch walk. And this is going to bring up a young lady you know well.
I know this lady. Right? I know this lady.
She is a power hitter. So having her up here with runners on first and second, no outs here in the top of the first inning.
It's hard to say you got a kid that's disappointed in her .443 batting average.
But you can tell it on her face. She expects to hit every at-bat. She does not like walking. I've noticed that about her as well.
Does not like walking, wants to swing that bat, wants to make contact. She doesn't like to strike out, which is kind of why she hasn't struck out all this year, but so she's happy about that. But she wants to knock the ball hard.
That first pitch was a ball. Second pitch is in, and that was a ball as well. Runs the count to 2-0. So pitcher from West continues to have some control issues here early. I'm sure she's being very careful with Addie. She knows Addie well.
She does. They have played together for years.
Addie hits the next pitch. It roller to second base, but she moves the runners to second and third. That will be the first out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Lily Inman.
Now, she is dangerous. Lily Inman is dangerous. That is the power hitter right now of this team.
Yeah, I think she's leading the team with four home runs.
You know, 29 hits this year, 27 RBIs.
And there's one ripped to left field. With that, it's going to bring in two runs, and Lily is going to move forward to second base on that throw home, there was no chance she was going to get Alexis there.
Oh, no chance. So, zero chance.
But that was why Addie's hit was so big, to move those runners. She put it in play, moved the runners to first and second, and here early, your Bears take a 2-0 lead. With a runner on second base and one out.
I tell you what, we have our hitters, you know, if they're on, they're all going to hit from top of the lineup all the way down to our last hitter. They are that good.
And we've got Alyssa Smith coming up. She's got a pretty good batting average as well, right around 400, I believe. So she's swinging the bat well. She's more of a base hitter. She's going to push it backside. She's a right-hand hitter. First pitch is in for a strike on her.
I think that was the first strike she's actually thrown right this game.
Next pitch is in, and it's a ball. Runs the count 1-1. And with Lily's speed and athleticism over here on second, if Alyssa can, or Allie, Alyssa's her sister, older sister, if Allie can get it to the outfield here, that's going to score another run.
Yep. She advanced the runner with a little hit up to second. So got Lily on third now. Got a chance.
Yeah, and, you know, with the control issues the West pitchers had, we could easily have a pass ball and get this run in.
Oh, without
as
a doubt.
Well. And that's going to bring up Maddie Potter here with two outs. Again, your Bears lead 2-0 early here, runner on third.
Now, Maddie Potter's showing some power lately.
Yeah, for a younger young lady that plays with the JV and comes up to play some and DH for the varsity, she really handles about well.
Oh, without a doubt. She's going to be, next year, she's going to be something to reckon with.
First pitch into her was a strike. Second pitch is in, and that's a ball. Count's run 1-1. She steps back in. West pitcher gets the call from the bench. She comes to the plate, and that's low and inside. Maddie Potter had to kind of jump out of the way of that one.
Oh, without a doubt. On her reflexes on that pitch.
Be nice to get this run home, get the third run of the game in. That got to the fence. Lily thought about it, but it came good read by her. That bounced all the way back to the catcher directly. So she held up and got back to third. Runs the count to 3-1.
McKenna Henderson just would have had to just reach down and grab that one to get Lily out.
And she's a pretty good catcher back there in her own right.
Oh, without a doubt.
Next pitch is fouled off into the netting back behind home plate. Runs the count all full here with a runner on third.
Tell you what, we need that runner on third to come on home. At three runs in the top of the first would be phenomenal.
That would be a great start to this game for these ladies. Payoff pitch is on its way. Potter fouls that one over here close to us into the baseball bullpen back here for the visiting team. Folks, we're sitting right in between the baseball field and the softball field, so we'll be able to keep you updated on how the baseball game's going tonight when it gets started. Payoff pitch is on its way again. And that, she ripped that down the line.
That
first baseman snagged it. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team.
That
right?
was a great play. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She reached up there and just snagged a hold of that one and robbed that RBI single or double from Maddie Potter.
Yeah, so folks, we're going to go to the bottom half of the first inning with your Bears up 2-1. Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forger Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank with all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. Games also brought by Canton Insurance. Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of our friendly staff at 828-648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
And, folks, all of those hits in that first inning for your Bears were brought to you by Custom Paving. So good start here, Brett, for our Lady Bears. In the field tonight, looks like we've got our normal lineup out here. Got Lily Inman on the mound. Addie Faust behind the plate. Kylie Henson at third. Alexis Marcos at short. Allie Smith at second. Jaden Smith, no relation, over here at first. In center, we've got Chandler Lowry. In left field, we've got Marin Edmonds. And over here in right field, we've got Caden Simpkins.
That's an all-star lineup right there. I mean, these girls, when they're all out in the field, they're good. They can turn some double plays. They can make things happen that you wouldn't expect. But they got to limit them errors. That's their problem. Once they start having a couple of errors, they keep having them.
Yeah, and this West team, what we have to understand, they're going to put runs on the board tonight. They hit the ball really well. So I anticipate a high-scoring game here tonight.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
First pitch in from Lily Inman is low and away. Runs the count to one ball, no strikes. Like to see us get off to a fast start here, here in the field.
Oh, absolutely.
Second pitch is low and outside. Left-handed hitter, number 24 for West Henderson. That is
Carly Hall.
Carly Hall.
To be the center fielder, so you know she's got some speed on her.
She does have some speed on her. Nice pitch by Lily there to get the first strike here for a 2-1 count. It's one thing I've been impressed by Lily here is she gets behind in the count early and she can fight back.
Oh, absolutely. She doesn't let it get her down. It just gets her more focused, wants to pitch better, wants to make sure she does her part, and that's what she does. She makes mistakes, she makes the corrections, and she'll make it happen.
So that last pitch was a ball. Runs count to 3-1. Next pitch is in there. That is a strike. Going to run the count full on this leadoff hitter here for West Henderson. So big payoff pitch here. Got fans all over the place here. So good turnout here tonight.
You know, we always travel well as Pittsburgh fans. No matter what, whatever state, whatever place we're at, we travel well.
Yeah, well, I've seen it where, maybe we weren't playing for first place in the conference and we've traveled well. But tonight, being that these two teams are tied for first with one loss in the conference, big game, travel really well. I think we've got more fans here than the West folks.
Yes, sir.
Tonight. Unfortunately, leadoff batter for West Henderson walks here, and that's going to bring up number four here, I believe.
Marley Orr. She is batting a good 565 on the season this year. She's very dangerous when it comes to what she can do.
Yeah, and if I remember, she likes to put everything right back up the middle.
It's a hard line drives.
Hard line drives. I would squeeze the middle here if I'm second and short. And maybe not have Chandler as deep as we have her, because I think we can catch one of those line drives short. That is hit to Alexis Marcos up the middle. She flips to Allie Smith.
Oh,
out at second. The relay's just a little late getting over to first, but we got the first out of the bottom of the first inning here, Brett.
Absolutely, and them girls were trying to turn that double play and just missed it. I mean, that was that flip from Alexis over to second was just beautiful, and just the throw was just a little late.
Yeah, and so the young lady that just was about to come up, her name is number 7. That is
McKenna
Henderson. She hit two bombs on us that last game.
Yes.
And I think we decided we're going to take our chances with the batter behind her, so we walked intentionally that batter. With that, the next batter comes up. She hits to third base. Kylie Henson touches third, fields it, touches third. Gets the second out. Her throw over to first is wide right to Jaden Smith. Gets to the fence. So the runner's safe here at first. And Henderson very intelligently takes third. So we got runners on first and third here. Two outs. Big out we need here.
And that's what we're looking for. We don't want to start these errors early. Make sure we make our good throws.
First pitch is in from Lily Inman, and that is a strike. The new batter is number 5, I believe.
This is Bree Summery.
Okay.
So Bree Summery is their first baseman, or excuse me, their shortstop. So probably got some speed. Oh.
And that's why we didn't want to let the runner get over there to third. We had a ball that was in the dirt, got by Addy Faust back there. And the runner comes home to score to get the run, score to 2-1 here. I believe the count's going to be 2-1.
That is dangerous when that happens.
Yeah, that's why that wide throw is what you got to eliminate, because that can turn runs over right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Runner now went to second as well. Next pitch is in, and that is a strike. Scoreboard has it at 1-2. I believe it is 2-2 right now, but I could be wrong.
We'll have to wait and see from our vantage point up here. It's kind of hard to check.
It is hard to check from back here. Next pitch is here. It's in, and it is low. That's either going to run the count. That's 2-2.
2-2.
Runner on second here for West Henderson. Big out here for the Bears. Ball's hit to first base, fielded by Jane Smith. Nice play by her. She tags first base, and that's going to end the inning for the West Henderson Falcons. And our Bears are going to go to the second inning, up 2-1. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
This is Trooper Mark Jones with the North Carolina State Highway Patrol, reminding you that when approaching a stopped fire truck, ambulance, or police car displaying flashing lights, it is your responsibility to slow down and move over. It's always been common courtesy, and now it's North Carolina law. Please, slow down, move over. It's time we all shoulder the responsibility for our emergency personnel. This message brought to you by the North Carolina State Highway Patrol and AM 920 WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at West Henderson High, where we have the Pisgah High softball ladies playing a game that basically is potentially for the conference championship, folks. Your Bears lead 2-1 going into the top of the second inning. So a good start here for us, Brett.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, we have Marin Edmonds up next. She's one of those. She's our relief pitcher, plays left field. She can hit a bomb. She can hit a line drive. She can do it all also. I mean, that's a good thing about what we have in our lineup when we're batting, is from the top to the bottom, they can all hit the ball, and you never know what's going to happen every time one of them's at bat.
Yeah, that's the difference in this team and teams that I've seen in the past here is the bottom half seems to, you know, create some trouble for the other team as well and take some of that pressure off the top half of the lineup, and they really produce up top.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Marin steps in for the first pitch, and that is high. Ball one.
I mean, hitting on that same thought, I mean, it's nice when your leadoff hitters or your top three hitters get up and they already have the bases loaded from your bottom three hitters.
Absolutely. Yeah, they like to, that number one and two hole hitter love the opportunity to get RBIs.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. I think it's a little competition they got going.
So second pitch is in, and that is a ball low. So 2-0 count here to Marin Edmonds. She steps back in. Pitcher's ready to come to the plate, and that is high and away, and that's going to run the count to 3-0 here.
Yep. So Ola Naya, she could be dangerous. I, you know, for our sake, she doesn't get into a rhythm, but once she gets into a rhythm, maybe later on gets these cobwebs shaped off, she could be dangerous when it comes to her pitching.
Next pitch is in, and that is a called strike. I'm not sure Marin believed that, but right across the letters. Yeah, not a lot you can argue there. It's close.
Yep.
Marin steps back in. 3-1 count is on the way. That is fouled off into the woods over the West Henderson dugout.
You could tell Marin wanted that one. She wanted to drive that one somewhere in the gap. between right and center.
Yes, she did. And folks, the wind is picking up here as we're up on the hill, so we're going to get every bit of this wind. It is blowing straight in tonight, straight away in all parts of the outfield. Next pitch is up, and it is fouled off over there. So good at bat here by Marin Edmonds. She is battling to stay in this at bat, trying to get us a base runner here.
She wants to get on base, but she wants to do more than that. I'd love to see her hit one over. She came close a couple times. She can do it. She has the capabilities.
Folks, she's a young sophomore on this team, and she watches ball number four. She gives us a leadoff runner here in the top of the second. So second straight inning that we get the leadoff runner on.
Absolutely. That's what you want. You got Kylie Henson up now, our third baseman. You know, I hate to keep using this phrase, but she's dangerous too when she gets a hold of one.
She can really get a hold of one. She keeps her hands up and drives it. It is going to be a long, long hit. First pitch to her is in for a strike. Like to see her get on here, and then we'd have the nine-hole hitter coming up, Chandler. Maybe we can move those runners with a bunt.
Yes, she's the bunting queen right there.
That is popped up back to the pitcher, so that's going to be one out here. Marin Edmonds remains at first base, and that is going to bring up Chandler Lowry, and after this at-bat, we're going to get back to the top of the lineup.
Absolutely. She can do things. Her bunts have been phenomenal this year. They have been, I mean, her speed, you just can't do anything with it.
Yeah, and I think her philosophy is any way Owen possible. Doesn't matter how it is.
I wish we had, yep.
And she does turn to lay it down, and she is going to get on with a bunt single there. Moves Marin Edmonds over to second. So now we've got runners at first and second. The third baseman came charging in.
Yeah, just kind of mishandled it. Just couldn't get her hands on that ball. But with her speed, it didn't really matter. She got her hands on that ball. She probably wasn't going to get her.
So here with one out, we get back to the top of the lineup here with Jaden Smith coming in. So good opportunity here for the Bears to add some more runs here early in this game. First pitch to her. It's high and away.
Catcher's definitely checking them runners. She popped up, checking them.
Yeah, and that's the one thing we've got to be careful of, you know, against East Henderson. I know that was a trap game for us the other night, but we didn't run the bases very well.
No, we didn't.
In that game.
Hopefully we learned something, took something from it. We're going to run them better this game, and that's all we can ask for. Keep learning, keep moving forward.
Ball two here, and this is where, you know, with the control issues the pitcher for West is having right now, we definitely don't want to give them any outs on some errors in the field.
No.
And that is a strike thrown in there. Runs the count to 2-1 here on Jaden Smith. Now she's going to look to take this thing right over the third baseman's head, I believe.
We will. She wants to get a hit. Jaden always does.
Next pitch is in, and that is high and away. She throws down to second at Marin Edmonds.
That's a long throw, trying to pick off all the way from the second.
I thought she was going to come here at first at Chandler. She got off the bag a little bit. I guess she didn't want Marin to go to third. 3-1 count.
It's a long way for a snap throw.
And that one is fouled off, and it's going to be all full here. That is a long snap throw right there.
That is a long snap throw. You know, maybe she was trying to see if Marin was sleeping out there, but Marin was on top of it. Had plenty of time to get back to the bag.
Full count. The pitch is on its way, and Jaden Smith hits that one to shortstop. They relay it to second. They come back to first, but not in time. That is the second out of the inning. Pisgah will have runners on first and third here with Alexis Marcos to the plate.
So now's the time we need Alexis Marcos to be that power hitter she has down deep inside. She needs to drive one to the outfield and get these base runners in.
Absolutely. First pitch into her. It's on its way. And that is a ball, but the catcher, Henderson, throws down the third behind Marin Edmonds, but she does a good job of getting back. 1-0 count here. It's a big moment here for the Bears. We got a 2-3 hole hitter up. A couple base hits here really gives us some cushion.
Without a doubt. She fouls that one off just behind the west dugout there. She can do it. I mean, if she gets a hold of one, she's a very smart hitter. I mean, her mama played D1 softball up in Wisconsin. She's very dedicated. Pass that along to Alexis.
Yeah, I'd like to see her put one in left center right here. And she tries. That's popped up. Get foul. And it does get just a little too far foul. Runs the count to 1-2. Still alive here.
Belmont Abbey's going to get them a good little hitter and shortstop year after next.
They are. That's one thing we've talked about all year is she is already committed. She's just a junior, but already committed to Belmont Abbey. They're going to get them a nice little player.
Absolutely. I mean, she's just going to get better. There it is.
That was hit. Nice play by the shortstop. She flips over to second. That's going to end the top of the second inning for the Bears, and we'll go to the top bottom of the second with your Bears leading 2-1 here in this game. So, folks, with that, Paper Town Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surratt on WPTL Radio 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Also on WPTLRadio.net from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Paper Town Roots Radio live on Facebook. So, Brett, missed opportunity there.
I hate to say we didn't get a run in on that one. That was base runners in the right positions. The right batters are up. And, they make a good play at short. And they make a couple good plays on the defense. And, we're right back out in the field. So,
yeah, we'll look back later and think we should have got a few runs in that inning. But still lead here going to the bottom of the second. And they are in the bottom half of their order now.
Thank goodness we got the their number six hitter up right now, so hopefully bottom of the order. But they're dangerous. I mean, that's why they're a good team. They have the same problems we have, which all their hitters can hit.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Both of these teams are 14-3 for a reason and 9-1 in the conference, and it's because they can hit the softball, and they can play in the field, and they can pitch.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, their number six hitter is batting a cool .300 right now. I mean, not something to laugh about.
No, that'll make you some money in some leagues, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell Addie all the time about her batting average. And like that batting average you're rolling right now gets you Hall of Fame. All you're upset about batting 600 or 500 in a game, Hall of Fame.
Yep. First pitch is in, and it is a fouled off strike. Second pitch is on its way, and it is low and outside. Like we've got our outfield mostly playing straight away here. Marin has shaded a little bit to the line there. Next pitch is high and inside. That's going to run the count to 2-1.
We got some speed out in the outfield. They can cover a lot of ground, but they want the ball in front of them at all times. So if they got to move forward, that's what they want.
That ball's hit up the middle. Alexis Marcos with a great play. She snags it, spins, throws to first for the out.
Amazing play. I mean, that is why she's a junior commit to Belmont Abbey, and that is why she's doing the things she's doing this year, because of plays like that.
Yeah, that was one of the more impressive plays I've seen her make this year. She's very athletic. But that one, she was moving hard to her left, had to lean out. Get it in the hole, spin, and made a perfect throw over to first.
She's just an all-around athlete. I mean, she does the same thing on the basketball court, same thing in volleyball.
Next pitch is in to the next batter, and that is number 11.
That would be Miss Murphy.
So Murphy is at the plate. Her count is 1-0 here with one out in the bottom of the second. Nobody on. Bears still lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. Next pitch is in, and it is a ball as well. Runs count to 2-0. See if Lily can battle back in this at bat. This is number 7 hitter, correct?
Yes, sir. I'd like to see Lily just kind of dial it in. When she gets on, she's on, and she's dangerous. She can get them down there. She throws hard.
She does throw hard. And one of the things I've noticed about her she's really starting to learn how to pitch and hit the corners and hit her spots, not just overpower people. And she's had great success here as a sophomore.
Oh, without a doubt. She's going to be one of next year this time. We'll be talking about where she's committed to go to college at.
That's right.
She's going to be another one that we're going to send to college to play softball.
That last pitch was fouled off. That runs the count 2-2, so she's battled all the way back here. Now this is her. She threw a changeup that was drilled down the line. It's in the corner. Runners at second. She's going to third. Relays in. It's a stand-up triple.
That was just out of Jaden's reach at first. I mean, she was going for it, just couldn't get the glove on the ball.
Yeah, and she is a left-handed player, so the glove side was on her right hand, and she had to reach across her body as it was right across the bag. It's just one of those things where, you know, she's dominating, you know, with that fastball, painting it outside, and then we threw the changeup, and the young lady wasn't fooled, and she pulled it down the line.
Just sat back and waited.
Then this one's hit to center field, and really left center. Chandler comes over on the run, makes the catch. West Henderson does get that run in, though. The score is now 2-2. So a nice catch by Chandler Lowry out there in center field.
That was a nice catch right there.
I was thinking that might be from this vantage point. It looked like it was about straightaway center, and it was about straightaway right center.
She made the adjustment, got over there, and that's what I'm saying. They got the speed out there in the outfield to cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, big wind here may have pushed it this way as well.
Here we got the pitcher. It's Naya Cotney.
First pitch is in, and it is a strike. Be nice to get out of this inning, go to the third 2-2, but this is exactly what we expected in this game.
Absolutely.
Just a battle.
Them runs from the last
Another battle. One's hit to left center. Chandler moves over, settles underneath that, and makes the catch. That's out number three, and we're going to move to the third inning with the score tied here 2-2.
That center fielder is absolutely everywhere we need her to be to make the play.
Yeah, she's doing a nice job out there. When we come back, we'll have the third inning of action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we have Pisgah High softball here at West Henderson in a big conference matchup. It is 2-2 as we head to the third inning, Brett.
So we got Addie Faust up. I mean, we got good hitters up. Addie Faust, Lily Emmon, Allie Smith up, so they can absolutely do something this inning. We can just get the bats going.
Pitcher from West has the call. She comes to the plate, and she misses on that first one, low and outside. 1-0 count here to Addie Faust. Well, I'd like to see Addie just really get a hold of one here in a gap, get that dugout going.
Nothing makes the home life better when she's hitting.
Next pitch is up in her eyes and runs the count to 2-0. It's a good patience on her behalf.
She really needs to get a hold of one.
Next pitch is in, and that is a called strike.
Need her to set the tone for this half of the inning. Start hitting.
I'd like to see her get on here. It'll be the third straight inning. We get the leadoff runner on. and could be big things for us here. She hits one to shortstop. That's fielded pretty cleanly. The throw's over, and that's the first out. So hit really well, just hit right at the shortstop.
That's what she's doing every time. She's getting a hold of the ball. It's just she's always hitting it to where they're making plays on it. I mean, she wants to – she'd rather bat the ball than strike out. So, you know, if she keeps getting that bat on the ball, at some point they're going to go somewhere.
Fall. Well, and she's hitting about 480 right now, so
she's doing all right.
She's doing pretty good on the season.
She's doing all right. Lily Emmons up right now. You never know. I mean, she's going to hit the ball hard. Could go over the fence. Could be a line drive. She hits it into both corners very well. She just can hit anywhere the ball is pitched.
Yeah, she had a nice two-run RBI earlier in the game for us. First pitch to her is down in the dirt and away. Yeah, I think they'd probably record that as a single, but advanced to second on the throw home on that two RBI. Could give her a double on that, though.
You could give her a double.
And that one is popped up. Second baseman drifts back, gets underneath it. Lily Emmons not happy about that as well. That's the second out here of the inning.
You know, we like to get two outs and then start hitting the ball, though. You know, that's our.
We'll take it any way we can get it. So, right now, it's just about getting base runners and trying to manufacture some runs here in the top of the third inning.
Allie Smith can do it.
First pitch to Allie is down in the dirt. So she's hit pretty well for the season. See if she can get on one and start things for us here.
Allie's consistent. I mean, she is consistently getting on any which way she can. So.
It's not a lot of power. It's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of the wow factor when it comes to Allie's hitting, but she is constantly getting base hit after base hit.
She knows the job she needs to do, and she does it. I mean, you can't ask for anything better.
Count runs to 3-0. That's the other thing she does very well. She's very disciplined at the plate. She does not swing at a lot of bad pitches.
You know, it comes from the softball family. Her sister played catcher here for many years, and I'm sure she passed some knowledge down to her.
Next pitch is in, and that is a strike. We'll run the count to 3-1 here as the score is 2-2 here in the top of the third inning. We've got two outs here for the Bears. Again, Allie Smith up to the plate.
Really wish she'd just get a hold of one right now.
Pitches in, and that's going to put her over at first base with a two-out walk here.
Got young Maddie Potter up.
Yeah, and we talked about her earlier. She really handles the bat well for a young player.
You know, she's also a good defensive player. You know, JV catching, she does really well doing that. So
she's got big shoes to fill next year, but I think she's going to do a fine job back there.
She's going to do all right.
Bear.
Nothing to worry about.
She's learning from one of the better ones, for sure.
It's a good eye.
First pitch to Maddie is a ball, a little high. Like to see her get a little rip into center field here, move Allie over. Next pitch is down in the dirt at her toe. She moves out of the way.
You know, she's one of those. She gets a hold of one. She's a morale booster for the team. She just gets involved, gets hyped, gets the rest of the team hyped, gets them pumped up, and then things start to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for here is to get some action going here, to get some livelihood out there. She hits a shot at the second baseman. It gets by her and gets into right field, moves Allie Smith over to second. So now, folks, we've got runners on first and second here with two outs, and that's going to bring up Marin Edmonds here. So another opportunity, another scoring runner in scoring position here, Brett.
We are getting him on base. We just can't get him to the plate. That's our problem, just to finish him out, get him home.
So all three innings, we have created a lot of activity. We have got two runs in. Scores 2-2 here. Top half of the third. First pitch into Marin Edmonds is a strike. Runners on first and second. 0-1 count. Like to see her rip one over here to left center. RBI time here, Marin.
She's making contact.
Yep, that is fouled back behind her.
These girls just got to believe they can do this. I think that's one thing we got to have is just the belief that they're a good team, that they need to believe they're a good team, and they need to believe they can make things happen.
Absolutely. You know, that's Marin's a sophomore, so sometimes that comes, but she battles. She hits one. It just shortstop comes in and makes that play, just a little blooper in front of the shortstop, and that's going to end the top half of the third inning. And we'll go to the bottom of the third inning with your Bears tied here with West Henderson 2-2.
First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years.
Pisgah Springs Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving. And folks, that hit in the top of the third inning was brought to you by Forga Contracting.
Canton Insurance, ball games mean in springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
And folks, if you've missed any of the Bears basketball, softball, baseball, or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net. Click on the sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. So, Brett, here, the bottom of the third, it looks like West Henderson's going to bring up their leadoff hitter.
It's top of the order. This is going to... Hopefully we can get in and out of this pretty quickly. Hopefully our girls start to settle a little bit defensively.
First pitch is a swinging strike. Lily really blew that by her there.
I would love to see the speed she's pitching right now.
Yep. She's throwing it really, really well right now.
That girl has got a gun and be a dominant pitcher all season long. I mean, you can't ask for more. Second strike right down the middle. 24 just stood there battling the shoulder.
Yeah, that was nice. I don't think she was expecting that to come back down like it was. She quickly gets ahead here, 0-2, on the first batter in the top of the bottom of the third inning.
Just missed.
That's a good miss there on the 0-2 count. Like to have seen Blue bring her up and send her back to the dugout there.
Absolutely, without a doubt. It was right there on the border.
1-2 pitch is on its way, and that is ripped into right field. Gets to the fence.
Caden Simpson's on it. Gets a relay back in.
And that is going to be a leadoff double here for West Henderson.
That was just a good hit.
Yeah, that was a very good hit. That's one where, you know, if you get the call on the play before, we got one out here, and that's just the difference in getting that call or not getting that call.
Oh, yeah. Now we got brings up Marley Orr to the bat. She's dangerous also. I mean, she can do it all also.
Squeeze the middle here. She hits right up the middle most of the time. That ball is going to be fouled right over here. I think I need to get up and make that catch.
I'm glad you had eyes on that one because I absolutely didn't.
I had you protected here. So it's fouled off, folks. That was probably 5 feet to the left of us here, all the way up the hill.
I mean, Marley Orr's just having a great year at third base and batting this year. Oh, going to third, got away from Addie. Snap throw to third. Yeah, just missed it.
Just missed her. Ball's in the dirt there. Runs count to 1-1. Addie did a nice job of blocking that up. Just got a little away from her just a little bit with the speed of Carly Hall back there getting the third.
She is leadoff for a reason.
And then there's a pop fly over here to right field. Comes on and fires home. Nice throw home. So holds the runner at third.
Good throw by our right fielder, Caden Simpkins, to get it on in there and get it to Addie.
Yeah, she had to come a long way for that one. But settled under it just fine. Gets that first out, and that's big. Then the next batter is Henderson, and we're going to put her on, try to put them in a double play situation.
We could turn it. You know, it gets hit to short or gets hit to second. Them girls are capable of turning that double play and make it happen.
So runners are now on first and third here with one out. Look,
this is a junior. I don't have a first name. I guess Ella Rosenau. She is their first baseman. Little pause in play right now. Getting back to it.
I think I got some of that dust from that ball in my throat there.
It's coming this way.
Ball's hit into left field, scores the runner. Marin comes up, makes the throw. Allie just dropped that. Alexis did a good job of getting it over. The base runner from first tried to take second when we looked at third. Alexis swung it over to first, and it just comes out of Allie Smith's glove, and she's safe over there at second base. So the score is now 3-2 West with runners on second and third and one out.
I was just under the glove of Alexis Marcos. I mean, she was going to make a play on it, and she just an inch. She would have had a hold of that one.
Yeah, a nice diving attempt by her.
She was giving it all to try to get that one.
So here with one out, this is one of those innings I was talking about. We've got to make sure that we don't let two or three runs explode into six here. So we've got to really negate the runs that they get in this inning.
Oh, without it. And these girls, I mean, once West gets going, they get rocking and rolling. They can just manufacture them left and right.
Ball is hit to short center. Chandler comes on, settles underneath it. She comes on. She makes the throw home just a little late. That's the second out of the inning, so that's one that we needed. But it does get the score now to 4-2 West Henderson here in the bottom of the third with a runner on third base. Well, that's one where, Brett, we talked about we got to get the outs where we can get them and negate it, and we got the out there, so now we need to get one more so we don't let this two-run inning turn into three or four here.
You know, that's a chance you play when you do the intentional walk. We're going to get the third out pretty easy. Just a bunt right back up to our pitcher. She throws it to Jaden Smith on first for the easy out, so that's going to end the inning.
So now we're going to go to the fourth inning with West Henderson taking a 4-2 lead now. When we come back, we'll have the fourth inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for physical softball.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at West Henderson High School, where your Lady Bears are taking on the Lady Falcons of West Henderson in a big conference matchup. Your Bears now down going into the fourth inning, 4-2. And leading off for Pisgah is going to be Kylie Henson as we come to the plate. Got the baseball game, folks, back behind us. We're looking to get an update there coming up here in a little bit for you. Kylie is ready. She has stepped into the box. West Henderson pitcher is back on the mound. She's coming to the plate. And that pitch is high and away. It's going to be ball number one.
You know, Kylie Henson here. She's a hitter. She's a hard hitter. That's what we have, is a bunch of power hitters on this team.
It'd be nice to be able to get her and Chandler, I believe, is next on base, and then have the top of the order come get them home, tie this game up real quick, and then possibly get a few more.
I definitely don't want that run or that score to stand for a while. I don't want to be stagnant. Take it right back off.
Second pitch to Kylie was high and away, and it's a ball. Next pitch is low and in the dirt, and that gets all the way to the backstop. Runs the count to 3-0. So we're just looking for runners here. Kylie, get on any way you can.
Any which way. Doesn't matter. We just need you at first base.
Pitcher takes the mound, gets the call. She's coming to the plate, and that's going to be right down the middle for a strike. Probably not going to see one that good the rest of the at-bat, but no. You can't blame her for taking that all the way.
No,
you know,
no.
The control issues here.
No, definitely make her pitch to you.
It's 3-1 here. Three balls, one strike. Pitch is on its way. Kylie Henson at the plate, and that's in down in the dirt. And she's going to get down here with a leadoff walk here in the top of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring Chandler Lowry to the plate.
I'll tell you what, that was a good bunt she had her last at bat. I mean, she can put him down.
Well, what I'd like to see her do, the third baseman's now cheated way in. I'd like to see her try to put one through the middle of the third baseman charging hard in the pitcher. Here, instead of keeping it short, hit it a little deep this time.
She's capable.
But the one thing we do want to do is move this runner here. That is going to be her job, I have a feeling. She turns. She does not get it down that time. Looked like she turned a little late trying to decoy a little bit.
Yeah, she wanted to see what that pitcher was going to throw. I think she might have wanted to pull that one back and just kind of hesitate a little bit. Or just got a little bat on the ball.
Yeah, just right off the bat for the first strike. 0-1 count. She steps back in. The pitcher is ready. She's coming to the plate. And she has one high on the way, and she does not square that time. So that runs count to 1-1. So it looks like she's going to be swinging away here. 1-1 count. It's on the way. And that is a swinging strike by Chandler Lowry. And they throw down behind Kylie Henson, but she gets back in.
She's got a beautiful swing. She just connects with one.
Well, one thing I'd like to see here, I know you don't typically bunt on two strikes, but that would catch them way off guard here.
And her bunts, it's a good high probability getting first. Oh.
Oh, she puts it in play. She moves the runner to second. They glove it and just make the play at first for the first out, but she does her job and moves the runner.
And now we got the top of the order up, Jaden Smith. Hitting, she was walked first, had hit to a fielder's choice. Her next at bat, like to see her get that bat on that ball.
Yeah, base hit here, you know, cuts into this lead with the runner in scoring position here. Needed two or three base hits here from the top of the order, and we're back in business here, Brett.
Just need to do their job.
First pitch is inside. It's a ball. Dropped by the catcher, but did not get away from her. Kylie Henson gets back into second safely.
Looks like she was debating on what she wanted to do right there at second. Trying to see where the ball went.
Next pitch is in. And that is a ball as well. That's going to run the count to 2-0.
I would love to see her get a hold of one. We just need her to get on base. The hit would bring in that run on second. Energize the team a little bit.
Next pitch is in, and that is fouled off over the west dugout. Yeah, we're looking for some base hits now to kind of get us going. We've gotten a little stagnant since that first inning, which we did against East as well. We kind of, you know, innings two through four, a little stagnant. So hopefully we can come out of this here with a couple base hits and get into this lead here. Next pitch is down low. And that's going to run the count to 3-1. Throw down goes back to second. Well, she really is keeping a close eye on Kylie Henson on the bases out there.
I don't know if that was a throw down or the pitcher just missed it. It's kind of bobbled out.
Might have been. Next pitch is on its way, and that is a strike. Jaden Smith didn't think so. That runs the count all full.
I tell you what, our girls just got to believe. They just got to show some resilience when they get down and just got to believe that they're the team that can beat West, which they are.
Just win this at bat right here. Just win it all full here, one out, runner at second. Jaden puts it in play, just foul, though.
She's battling. Can't ask for anything more.
That's all we want here is win this at bat. Get in one by any means necessary. I'll take an RBI single. I'll take a walk. I'll take anything here. Just win this at bat. And she is battling here. This is a full count. It's gone into extra pitches here, if you will, with one out. Next pitch is on the way. And looked like she foul tipped that one as well.
She had to reach for that one low. If she'd have left that one alone, I think she'd been all the way to first base by now.
Absolutely. I think she was seeing that in the zone. It kind of just dropped right underneath her bat. Luckily, she got a piece of that and stays in this at bat here.
She's protecting. I mean, she's protecting. In her eyes, that could have been close, so she wants to protect.
She fouls off another one over the West Henderson. Well, they're going to have to invest in some balls. We put several back there in the woods.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It reminds me of the at-bat Kylie Henson had a couple games ago where it was probably 15 pitches in that one at-bat.
And this is one that will get us energized. If we can find a way to win this at-bat, we do. We get the walk there. It's a good job by Jaden for battling in that at-bat. Got runners on first and second now with one out. With Alexis Marcos up to the plate.
You know, one out, I like our odds right now.
I do, too. We've got Alexis Marcos and Addie Faust coming to the plate, both red-hot hitters. A couple of hits here, and we could take the lead.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's just wild pitch there. Gets
wild
away from
pitch.
Her.
Kylie Henson gets into third. Jaden Smith advances to second on that same wild pitch. It just got a little bit away from Henderson there. She did a nice job of corralling that. Threw down a little late. They put the tag on Kylie Henson's back. She had to dive in, though.
She did. She did. I mean, split seconds and inches matter in this game, and that was one that it really did.
But here we've got a 2-0 count now to Alexis Marcos. Got two runners in scoring position, so the tying run sitting here at second base with one out on a 2-0 count to Alexis Marcos.
You talk about somebody who finds a way to get on base is Lex Marcos. She always finds a way to get on base, whether it's hitting or walking. She finds her way on base.
And I tell you what, this is probably not what the West coach wants. 3-0 count to Alexis Marcos. You've got, you can't pitch around her. You got Addie Faust in the on-deck circle here just waiting
to
get to the plate.
And it just gets worse. You got Lily Emmon behind her.
That's right. Next pitch is in, and they do. They go right at her. I am surprised there that Heidi did not give her the green light sitting on a 3-0 count, knowing what you got behind her.
Lex could have done some damage with that pitch.
And that misses low and away, and that's going to load the bases here for our Bears. And with that, Henderson wants a timeout. The catcher, she's called a timeout, wants to have a conversation with their pitcher. So a big moment here for our Lady Bears here. We are down 4-2 in the top of the fourth inning. We've got one out. We've got bases loaded with Addie Faust coming to the plate and Lily Emmon behind her. You got to like our chances.
Got to like
here.
The chances. You know the thing about it, these girls play against each other all the time, travel ball, all that stuff, so they know each other. And I'm sure Anaya up there pitching right now knows what she's about to face in the next couple batters. And I'm sure the catcher, Henderson, you know, wants to calm her pitcher down a little bit, see what she can get going, see if she can get her throwing more strikes. And
yeah, and if we can score some runs here, we're going to go back. Moving that runner early, getting out of the double play ball in that second. You know, a lot of players don't understand the importance of that. But when we're doing all the little things right, it leads to this. And, boy, this could be a big momentum switch for us here.
Oh, without a doubt. One out, bases loaded. You got your number three hitter up. You got Lily Inman on deck. You got Smith up behind her, who's also just a high on-base percentage. I mean, we make some things happen right now. We'd be in shape.
Yeah, and the first two pitches to Addie Faust were not even close. One real low, one real high. Next pitch is going to be into her now. Pitch coming. And that is high as well. So that's a 3-0 count here to Faust.
I'm telling you, she wants to hit.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I am hoping that she gets the green light to swing. We saw what that pitch looked like to Alexis last time with a 3-0. There's nowhere to put her right here.
Nope.
So you're probably not going to get a better pitch than this. But she does walk her, and it is 4-3. So that's a different way to get an RBI.
I mean, we'll take it.
What Addie did not want. But at the end of the day, she did her job there. They didn't give her anything to hit, and we get the score to 4-3 here with bases loaded and one out.
You know, Addie wants to hit, but she also wants to win. So
that's
the biggest thing. Whatever makes the team win, she's all about. And it's dangerous right now with Lily Inman up to bat. I mean, 4 home runs in the season. She's hitting extra bases almost every time she's up. And, you know, she can score some runs pretty quick.
Yeah, and that last at-bat, she popped up to kind of short right field. First at-bat, she just absolutely ripped one into left center.
Now we put some speed on first. We took Addie's got a pinch runner now. And so Chloe, she's got some wheels on her.
And we're going to get a new pitcher here in for West Henderson, number 27. That is...
Is that the... I guess it's their first baseman, Ella Rosenau?
Ella Rosenau. I've not seen her pitch against us before.
I'm going to see if she's pitched on the season so far.
At least I don't remember her pitching against us before. So, yeah, one thing, if I'm Coach Morgan right now, got a young hitter, but she can really rip it. Very confident young lady on the mound and at the plate. I'm letting her swing away, not hitting backside, not doing anything, just swing away. She's a pull hitter. Just let her swing away. Maybe she can hit a bomb here.
And that's all we need. And that's all we need to make something happen. So this pitcher, she's had 11 appearances this season so far. With a couple complete games. She's running a ERA just above 4.
Okay, so pretty good pitcher here. But in a big moment for them right now. Again, folks, we got bases loaded here for our Bears in the top of the fourth inning. Our Bears are down 4-3, one out, with Lily Inman at the plate.
A little stoppage and play ball on the field.
Looks like that might have been a wiffle ball or a tennis ball or something. It's a tennis ball. Somehow got on the field.
They thought
we were going to be the trouble in this game.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to see how our Facebook posts are during this game.
First pitch is in, and that is at the knees and called strike to Lily Inman. She wanted to see one there first. The wind has completely died down here, which is a good sign for us. It was blowing in hard early. Second pitch is coming, and that is ripped. That is going to be out.
Gone.
We just called that one straightaway center. Grand slam for Lily Inman.
Touch that first base, Lily. Touch the first base.
Which is going to take this score to 7-4, your Bears, here in the top of the fourth. What a big swing by Lily Inman.
I'm not even sure the wind would have messed with that one if it was still blowing
no.
in.
No. That one was a line drive, folks. I am glad my truck was right behind the fence because that cleared all the cars out there. That was at least 30 feet on the other side of the fence there.
That was ridiculous. I have to say that is not something that you see every day in high school softball with a ball getting out of here that fast and that high and that long of a hit.
So, again, folks, that puts your Lady Bears up here 7-4 in the top of the fourth inning. I'm going to bring up Allie Smith with the bases empty after that grand slam.
Goodness.
So, not only is Lily Inman pitching well here tonight, she's hitting the ball well. You can't, and we talked about that earlier, you can't walk an Addie Faust, who is a great hitter, because she's got a Lily Inman behind her.
And now it doesn't get any better for the West pitcher's there. Oh, she's got a little bit of a change up there. See that one?
Yeah, that was definitely a distinct difference in speed there. Fooled Allie Smith. Count is 0-2 to her here. They come back in. She hits one down the first baseline. It is fielded cleanly by the first baseman. She tags first for the second out of the inning here. And that's going to bring up Maddie Potter here. I'd like to see her really swing away here as well. Don't try to do anything special with it. Just swing away here.
Just hit the ball. Put the bat on the ball. That's all you got to do.
Next pitch is into her. First pitch into her is a strike as she looks at that, goes by. So this young lady is finding the strike zone early. So make that note, all of our batters. They come back with that changeup again. Make a note, fastball changeup.
She's going to throw that change.
It's the second straight hitter she's done that to on the second pitch of the count. So maybe they can figure out some type of sequence here that West Henderson likes to use.
It doesn't look like she's throwing very hard.
That one's hit in the gap on the right side, in between the first baseman and second baseman. The right fielder comes up throwing, trying to get Maddie Potter over at first, but she makes it down the line for a two-out single here that is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Got our left fielder, Marin Edmonds, up right now.
So see if Marin can keep us going here with a runner on first. 7-4, your Bears lead, top of the fourth inning with two outs.
It's not just cliche. I mean, we really have a well-rounded batting order.
Absolutely.
Everybody can do everything.
Absolutely. And this is, we've batted around in this at bat. Kylie Henson would be up next. And that's going to get down, stay in place, just foul down the left field line.
Oh.
Boy, if that got down, that was going to be trouble.
Feet and inches. I would need a couple feet back in fair territory, but that would have been dangerous. I think we'd have seen old Maddie at least thinking about going home from first because she's fast.
Yeah, she would have definitely tried. Yeah, she's another one of those young players we talk about coming up and playing, and she's very aggressive on the bases. So I believe she would have tried to make it home.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Marin Edmonds with 0-2 count. And they get her to strike out here to end the top of the fourth inning. But the damage is done by your Bears as we lead 7-4 with five runs there in the top of the fourth, Brett.
Oh, we're going to be back up with Kylie Henson up in the top of the fifth. I mean, we're in good shape. Keep batting around like that.
So, folks, Papertown Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surratt on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM and WPTLradio.net from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Papertown Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. Canton Insurance, ball games mean it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550. That's 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
And folks, Pisgah Sports has been honoring the Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab and choose the Pisgah player of the game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And we're about to start the bottom half of this fourth inning. Number 11 for West Henderson is up, and that is...
their number 9 hitter is up right now, so it'll be... Their number 7 hitter up right now.
So that is Olivia Murphy. She hits one to left field. It's deep. Marin gets back, and she makes that catch. So a nice play by Marin Edmonds out there in left field to record the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
I tell you, she was all on top of that one.
Yeah, she moved back quick, had to come back in as, you know, that wind caught it a little bit. But good job by her by being on the move there off the back crack of the bat.
You know, I said it before and I'll say it again, our outfielders, they can get everywhere. And you know, center fielder was over there backing her up. It was pretty.
The next batter up for West Henderson is Looks like
Juju Waller. She's our designated player, so she is up right now.
And I could not see her number. It looks like maybe six?
Should be 16.
16? She had her ponytail down in the back. Could not see that number in the back of her jersey. Second pitch is a ball. That runs the count to 2-0.
You know, you talked about player of the game just a second ago. It's kind of hard to look at anybody else right now besides Lily Emmon. I don't know anybody's going to...
We've got a long way to go in this one, but she has really, she's got six of the seven RBIs right now and pitching a well of a game. So
I mean, it's hard to...
She's playing well right now.
Hard to compete with that.
But, again, we got a long way to go here tonight.
Oh, I know.
So 3-0 count now here to Lily Emmon. And speaking of Lily Emmon, we need her to fight back here. This is the eight-hole hitter for West Henderson. They can hit throughout the lineup, though.
Just like we can.
So, just really need to make sure we bear down here and don't give them any easy runners. And that's what we do. We walk that batter to give them a runner here at first base. Their dugout seems a little enthusiastic about that.
Yeah, they do. And this is one of those things. We want to keep the momentum. We don't want the momentum to go back to them. This is their Anaya Cotney, their pitcher who was pitching earlier in the game.
What's she doing her first at bat? Do we remember?
She flew out. Oh, excuse me. Oh, no, she flew out to center field.
And then she hits one down the right field line, and we come up with that throw. Now we've got runners on first and third here with one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
And that was just a blooper over our second baseman. I mean, nothing much you could do with that. Just over her head. She tried to put the glove on it.
And that's going to bring the leadoff here. Carly Hall, 24 for West Henderson. Really need to start working outs here, Brett. Make sure we minimize the damage that West Henderson can do here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
This is dangerous right now for us. One out. Got your leadoff hitter up. You got somebody on first and third. Really want Lily to dial it in.
It looked like we went with a little bit of a changeup there on pitch number one. That is a ball to Carly Hall, the runner on first. Is it Cotney?
Cotney.
She goes to second. Next pitch is in, and it's a ball. Addie Faust throws down behind the runner over there at third. Tag goes down, but just a little late. That was a nice throw down right there.
I think
there.
That was one of those, hey, we're watching you. Don't stand over there and dance.
Yeah. It's a 2-0 count now. And we get a strike here, so 2-1, two balls, one strike here.
So she's walked already today, and then she had a double. So, I mean, she could clear the bases with hit like that again.
I think she got it right down the line here. I think we threw her a changeup. Goes to Alexis Marcos on a fly ball infield. So that's out number two recorded. So that's a big out for us here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner still sitting at second and third. It's going to bring up number four.
Marley Orr.
She's hitting over 500, folks. So a big moment here for the Bears. We need to see if we can squeeze an out here and negate any damage by West Henderson as we still hold on to this 7-4 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
It'd be nice to get her out and then have Henderson up leading off the next inning.
Absolutely.
Takes a little of the bat out of her hands to do damage.
And I will say that right now, you can't put this runner on.
No.
Because we got Henderson back behind her. So
need to have a home for her.
We are definitely working this bat right here. Lily comes to her on the first pitch, and that is low and away.
We definitely don't want to walk.
No, we want to pitch to her. Take your chances with the defense here. Battle in here. Just pound the strike zone with this batter. And that one is hit right back to the pitcher. Fielded cleanly. Lily Emmon is jacked up as she says, let's go, as we recorded third out of that inning.
I tell you that, it's exactly what we wanted to have happen. A little bloop to the pitcher to easy throw to first.
Yeah, so with that, we're going to carry a 7-4 lead into the fifth inning. When we come back, we'll have all the fifth inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at West Henderson High, where your Lady Bears are taking on West Henderson here in a big conference matchup. Here in softball, where your Lady Bears lead 7-4 going into the top of the fifth inning, we've got Kylie Henson at the plate.
I tell you what, it's a good place to start out at the top of the fifth, the same way we started off top of the fourth with Kylie Henson at the bat leading it out.
Absolutely. First pitch is a ball to Kylie. Second pitch is a swing and strike. Looks like that went off her front foot. A little foul ball off her front foot. Runs count to 1-1. Love to get her on base like we did last time.
Absolutely.
Move her over to second, get the top of the order back in, and see if we can do a little more damage here.
She's one of those. She wants to hit also. I mean, that's the thing. Our girls will get on base any way they can, but they want to hit swing that bat and do it.
Next pitch is a swinging foul ball way back behind. Again, going back deep into those woods back there. So either they've got a lot of balls over there or they've got some kids chasing them into the woods.
Henderson County might have some money we just don't know about. I don't see no kids chasing them, and our girls ain't doing it. So,
1-2 count is on its way, and a changeup really fooled her. She was way out ahead of that, and she records the first out of the inning here in the top of the fifth.
About halfway through that swing, she realized it was a change and tried to bring it back. Just couldn't get it back.
Yeah, really had her fooled. And she has a distinct difference with that change. Not sitting behind the plate, I don't see really how her release is, but there's a distinct difference between the two. And Chandler Lowry is swinging on that first pitch. That is a foul.
As slow as she's pitching, I mean, there's difference between her fastball and her changeup, but it's not that much. You know what I mean? It's kind of slow and slower.
And next pitch is in. Chandler squares to bunt. Everybody comes charging in. She pulls back. Count goes to 1-1.
I think they had to chase her down with the ball on that one. I don't think anybody's left in the infield to play the bases.
I don't either. I'll take my chances. Go ahead and do that again. Oh, and she's swinging that time. She fouls one towards the West Henderson dugout. Runs the count to 1-2.
She's making contact. That's all that matters. She is making contact.
Well, if she could pull one here, even a swing, pull one to the left side, I'd take my chances with that speed, too.
Change up a little high.
Change up a little high. Runs that count to 2-2 here. So win this at bat one way or the other here.
You know, the thing about the change up is it's mesmerizing the first 10 times you see it. But the girls get used to it.
Next pitch is in, and that's fouled off by Chandler.
She's battling.
She's battling here. Like to get a runner on here with one out in the top of the order on deck. Chandler steps back in. West Henderson pitcher comes to the plate with that. Oh, that one's hit deep left field, but they settle underneath it. She threw that changeup, and Chandler just teed it up, but the left fielder did a nice job of getting back on that and settling underneath that with her out number two.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. They're going to get used to seeing that changeup, and they're going to be able to start teeing off on it. Like I said, mesmerizing for the first 10 times you see it. Girls are going to start seeing it, getting adjusted to it. No, they're going to get some hits off of it.
Jaden Smith up. She hits one. Gets under the second baseman's glove. She had to move to her right there. and gets to center field. So Jaden Smith's on here with two outs. See if we can do a little two-out rally here with Alexis Marcos coming to the plate.
So she's walked twice so far and hit it to short today. Called her Kylie Leonard.
Oh, did they?
They did over the loudspeaker.
Well, those are two different young ladies, both skilled in their own right as athletes, but definitely two different young ladies.
Definitely two speed demons. She is not fooled by the changeup at all so far.
So it looks like a 1-1 count here to Marcos with two outs. Jaden Smith standing on first over here.
That Caldwell Community College. That's where she's going to be playing next year. I'm sure she's going to do great things.
And that one's ripped into right center, but the center fielder comes over, makes the play, and that is the third out of the inning, and we're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning with your Bears leading 7-4. And, folks, Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years.
So, Brett, as we go into the bottom of the fifth inning, we're going to start with their best hitter here.
McKenna Henderson's going to be up. So, I mean, don't really have to walk her this time. I mean, maybe you try to get her at the plate, not award her first base. And
yeah, I'd like to see us pitch to her in this situation. She can't do, you know, any more damage than that, you know, one RBI if she were to hit one out. But take our chances. Let's see if we can get her out here and go 1-2-3 in this fifth inning.
Absolutely. This is when we get to our stride usually, about right now, as we're cooking on all eight cylinders, making things happen.
So. I'm looking at our outfielders. We may be pitching to her because they are all standing on the warning track.
They are as deep as you can be without being on the other side of that fence.
They are all back on the warning track. First pitch is in, and that is in the dirt. Really, we're going to pitch to her, but really trying to not give her anything right down the middle, right? We want to hit our spots here, work inside, outside, edges of the plate.
I think when you got Lily Inman up there, she wants to pitch to her. She wants to show that she's dominant in this situation.
Absolutely. Second pitch is in, and that is a shot hit right at Chandler. She backs up, makes that catch. That was a line drive. She took a couple steps in, and that ball kept carrying.
Had to throw that glove up. If she hadn't thrown that glove up, I think
might have been a home run.
Cleared that fence.
So first out, so we do pitch to her this time. She hits a rocket that is caught by Chandler Lauer. Hit it right at her. And out number one in the top of the fifth inning. So
I like it. We play this right. You know, they might not be up at the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, and who's at the plate right now?
This is going to be their pitcher. This is going to be Ella Rosenau. Okay. So she's now pitching. Was their first baseman. Now she's been called on the pitch.
First pitch to her was fouled off into the netting back behind the umpire there. 0-1 count. Next pitch is in, and that is going to be low. That's going to be ball one. Run the count to 1-1 here with one out.
I would love to see just three up, three down.
Yeah, that's what we want here. We want to work that, then possibly come in and try to chip away one or two more runs here. Build on this lead we've got.
So you got Addy and Lily Inman up next. We come back up to bat, so I mean we're in good shape.
Yep, and that pitch is in and low. Runs count to 2-1 here against Renault. Next pitch is in, and that is fouled off over here on the football field.
Just a long strike at that point.
Is that Ruzo?
Ruzo now? I might be mispronouncing this thing.
You probably got it better than I got it. 2-2 count is on the way, and she gets her swinging, and that is the second out of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth. with no runners on, and your Bears still holding on to this 7-4 lead, so doing well here.
So shortstop, Bree Summey, up to bat now. Looks like she's done pretty well. I'll take that back. She is.
Oh, and that one hit right. Allie had a chance to make a play there, just got into her on the hop there, gets into right field, and they've got a runner on first here with that single here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that's going to bring up, looks like, number 15 for West Henderson.
Abby Sanders. I can tell you what, Addie behind the plate really wishes they would get a little more aggressive in their base running. I'm sure she'd love to throw down to second and see what happens, catch up with them.
I would like to see her throw down behind this young lady here at first one time on this first pitch.
Oh.
That is hit right at the right fielder. She plays it. She comes up throwing, holds the girl at first. Girl at third, rounds third. Allie runs it in. Now we've got runners on first and third here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Definitely not what we wanted on this.
I thought Caden may have a chance to get that on the fly, but it just fell right in front of her. She did a good job of knocking it down, making sure we controlled the damage there. No runs scored. Runner at first went to third. We held the runner at first. And up to the plate is number 11.
Olivia Murphy. So she is hit to a 6-3, and then she also got out in her last at bat in the third inning.
First pitch to her was a ball. Faust comes out looking at the young lady at third, makes her dive back in, didn't even have to throw it. Another ground ball hit at the second baseman. This time Allie Smith makes the play, flips it to second, and that is the third out of the inning, and we're going to head to the sixth inning.
Exactly what we wanted.
Our Bears went leading 7-4.
It's not exactly what we wanted. We didn't want any runs scored, so we're going to take it. A little bit too many base runners for my liking, but you know, as long as we get that third out before they scored one, we're okay.
So with that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box again here at West Henderson High School, where your Lady Bears are taking on the Lady Falcons from West Henderson in a big softball matchup, with your Lady Bears leading 7-4. Addie Faust to the plate to lead off the sixth inning.
You know she wants a hit after the two ground outs so far. She's putting a bat on the ball. She's hitting it where they are, and that's not what you want when you're playing softball. First pitch is going to be a ball, a little outside. Second pitch, right up the middle. Second baseman makes a play. Ah, looks like they got her just in time. That second baseman had to make a play on that one. It was up the middle.
Yeah, it was right up the middle. She did a good job of backhanding that, knocking it down, and then fielding it cleanly to get that out at first. But a really good hard hit ball up the middle by Addie Faust. That's going to bring Lily Inman up to the plate here.
Already hit a home run, grand slam, and a double today. She's doing all right when it comes to her hitting and her pitching.
Yeah, so that first pitch that came to her with a changeup, and she was way ahead of it, fouled it off back behind her there. They're going to try not to give her a whole lot down the middle here, I would suspect. out in front of that one. She pops that one over to in between the shortstop and third baseman. Shortstop comes on, makes that catch. Quickly, we've got two outs here in the top of the sixth inning, again with your Bears leading 7-4, and that's going to bring up Allie Smith. And right now, we just want to get through some batters here so we can get back to the top in the seventh inning. We want to put some pressure on, maybe get one or two here, but like to see us work through the bottom half of this lineup here in the top of the sixth.
You know they call her Big Al for a reason, and she gets one down the left field line. Could be extra bases, but they're going to hold her up at first.
And just like that, Allie just rips one down.
I mean, living up to her nickname of Big Al.
Big Al.
Big Al's got to go
on that one. So, two out single there by Allie Smith. And that's going to bring up Maddie Potter. Let's see if she can do some more damage.
This is when we like to do things. We like to get two outs, bottom of the order, and they like to start making things happen.
Yeah, and we've talked about this quite a bit. You know, that's one thing that's nice about this team. You know, the second set, the bottom half of this order may not have the pop and the pizzazz, but, man, they sure do put the ball in play and create havoc for the other team.
Oh, without it. And they just, you know, if there's a need that needs to be done, they will step up and make sure it happens. You know, it's find a job that needs to get done, make it happen. And that's what our bottom half of our order gets done. You know, we don't have to rely on the top of the order all the time. We can sit back and let these guys do their job, which they'll make it happen.
Maddie Potter hits one to right field. Almost gets down. The right fielder for West Henderson makes a diving catch there to end the top of the sixth inning. And we're going to get to the bottom of the sixth inning here with your Bears leading 7-4.
That's not exactly where I want us to be. It's nice to be leading, but 10-4 sounds a whole lot better. With all the runners we left on base throughout the night, 10-4 is not improbable.
Yeah. Anytime you're playing this West Henderson team, they hit the ball so well, you want to put as many runs on the board as you can. No lead is comfortable in this game for either team, really.
No.
This game is everything we thought it was going to be. Here, Brett, this is a game that both teams are playing their hearts out. This is for first place in the conference with just three games left for both teams. So in all likelihood, this could truly determine who's going to win the conference championship here tonight.
West has got some tough games for them next week, and they play Franklin twice, you know, home and away. We got a tough game with North Buncombe next week, and then we play Brevard home and away. Brevard not been doing as well as they have in the past, you know.
Yeah, but you know, and they have it, but they're sitting there at 6-4, sitting in fourth place of the conference. So it's not going to be an easy
without a doubt.
Yeah, game. It's going to be we're going to have to play well next week. But if we can get through this, you got to love the position we've put ourselves in.
Yes, but we have put the in our own hands. Our destiny is in our hands to make things happen.
And the other thing you've got to talk about here is the state implications for the state playoffs. You know, right now we're sitting as the 5 seed in the 4A West, which would put us at home for that second round matchup, but going to East Gadsden for the third round matchup. This win could elevate us all the way to the 3 seed.
And that would just be phenomenal, girls. So right now we have JoJo Waller up the bat, 1-1 so far. Lily Inman comes in the pitch.
And that ball was fouled down the left field line. Runs the count to 1-2.
I'd love to see Lily just fastball down the middle. It's hard if she can throw it.
Yeah, with the bottom half of this lineup, I know they can hit, but I would much rather see her really attack them just like that. She went at him. That was fouled off, so she survived. But that was pretty close to a strikeout here to start the bottom of the sixth inning.
You know, once you get Lily going with a couple strikeouts, or just even one strikeout, it seems to up her game, and she just wants more and more.
Next pitch is in, and that is ripped down the left field line. That's going to be foul, though, in the corner. She can really hit it for an eight-hole hitter. She can hit it.
Just like our batters. I mean, they have this record for a reason.
The count stays at one ball, two strikes here as we head in to this first batter here.
Getting back to next week's games, you have Brevard. You know, the rivalry between the two. But you know Brevard would like to do nothing else but hand us a couple L's next week. So they're going to bring their A game into it.
Absolutely, yeah. We're coming down there fighting for playoff position too. It's going to be a good matchup next week against them, and we're going to have a good game against North Buncombe as well next week, or next Monday, I believe. This is popped up. This is shallow right. Allie Smith comes over and makes the play back here behind first base. A good job by her getting over here.
I mean,
showing
almost,
a little range.
Almost an over-the-shoulder catch there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty catch. She definitely got on her horse and got over there and got the ball.
That's a big first out here for the Bears in the bottom half of the sixth inning. That's going to bring up Anaya Copney here, the nine-hole hitter for West Henderson. She had a big hit, I believe, last time she was up at bat.
I think she walked the last time she was
did
up.
She? Okay.
She did. No, I take it back. She had a hit to right. I apologize. Looking at the wrong line.
First pitch was in as a ball.
You are right.
Well, that's a rare occasion sometimes.
Well, you know, our wives don't tell us we're right enough, so maybe we just have to tell each other we're right every once in a while.
That's right, that's right. And with that, Copney hits a ground ball back to the pitcher. Lily Inman does a great job of playing that. Gets it over to first for the out number two here in the bottom of the sixth inning as your Bears continue to battle with a 7-4 lead here.
And I'll tell you what, bottom of the fifth, we went a little too long, so we're at the top of the order right now, but rather have them right now than have them bottom of the seventh.
Absolutely. I'd love to get this third out right here.
I think that one just missed a little how. I think Addy held on to that to see if the ump was sure of his call.
Yeah, I think Addy even glanced back at him a little bit and said, are you sure? So the 1-0 count is on its way from Lily. Same spot. Called ball again.
Holds on to it again, trying to make sure he sees it right.
Yeah, he's tightened that strike zone down here a little bit late in this game. 2-0 count. Carly Hall at the plate, and that is a strike.
Kind of the same spot as the other two pitches, but
I thought it was in the exact same spot. And with that, Addie's going to go out and have a conversation with Lily. I think that's one thing Lily's probably saying. That was in the same spot.
Yeah, a little pat on the tush, and Addie's heading back to home plate.
Well, that's one thing Addie has done a great job of this year. We talked about how great Lily Inman has pitched this year, but Addie has done a great job of adjusting how she handled Sadie last year to a younger pitcher this year, and she's really helped bring her along.
You know, it's funny when you think back about Sadie last year. I always used to ask them what they talked about. Did y'all talk about softball? And they're like, no, absolutely not.
So that there was a ball on the next pitch. So it's a 3-1 count coming to Carly Hall. And that is going to put her on here in the bottom of the sixth with a two-out walk.
You know, you talk about Sadie also playing with the Caldwell Cobras. She's doing an excellent job out there pitching this year. I mean, she's definitely earning her keep.
Yeah, I think she was the conference player of the week last week, if I saw that right on social media. And Marley Orr hits a ground ball to second. Allie Smith makes the play, flips over to first base, and that is it for the bottom of the sixth inning. As your Bears lead 7-4 here as we go to the seventh inning. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE.
Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
This is Trooper Mark Jones with the North Carolina State Highway Patrol. When I'm doing my job alongside the highway, many drivers have the common courtesy to slow down and move over for my safety. But did you know that North Carolina law requires drivers to shoulder the responsibility for the safety of all emergency personnel by slowing down and moving over when they approach a stopped emergency vehicle? Please, slow down and move over. It's now North Carolina state law. This message is brought to you by the North Carolina State Highway Patrol and 920 AM WPTL.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at West Henderson High, where Marin Edmonds is up to the plate for your Bears. It takes ball number one as your Bears take a 7-4 lead here into the seventh inning.
Tell you what, I'd really like them to show some momentum right here batting, so they take that to play in the field, bottom of the seventh.
Second pitch is in, and that is a called strike. Runs the count to 1-1. Pretty good pitch there. Threw a changeup. Marin had to hold up on that.
Duck on that one. Be a ball just a bit over her head.
Yeah, looked like another changeup that she brought in there. Just kind of a little high and at her head. Next pitch is in, and that's fouled off back down the right field line over the press box over there. Runs count 2-2 here. That's one change. This young lady has hit the strike zone a little more than the other. We're going to have to work our way on here.
Can't just sit there and watch it. Oh.
And she does exactly that with a single out to left field to start the seventh inning.
We will take that just over the outstretched glove of the shortstop.
It's a good piece of hitting by Marin. Edmonds here, and that's going to bring up Kylie Henson here with no outs in the top of the seventh inning, runner at first base.
I would love to see her get a hold of one. I know I say every time they all get the bat, I'd like to see them get a hold of one, but watches that one.
She comes up, and that's a ball. Henderson throws down behind Marin Edmonds. You know, one thing I've noticed, some of the younger players we've got here, she throws down a lot on when we got younger base runners out here.
You know, she's just trying to let them know. Oh, look at that one.
Yeah, and now we get a single into left field right by the third baseman. So two singles here to lead off the seventh inning, and that's going to bring up Chandler Lauer here at the bottom of the lineup.
And you know, she showed some power that last time up.
She did show some power, but I would assume here, now this is just me assuming, I would assume her job is to get these runners to second and third here. If she gets on, she gets on. If not, the third baseman apparently thinks as well. She's about halfway down there.
You know, I just lick my finger and check the wind. I mean, the wind ain't blowing.
She does turn and square, doesn't get that one down. It's fouled off. So it's going to be 0-1 here. See if she lets her swing away or stays with the plan to move the runners. Really like to see her get this down, get these runners in scoring position for the leadoff hitter here. She swings
look at that
one. It gets back in and it gets through the gap.
We're going to score one on
that. And it's going to be an RBI single up the middle. And Kylie Henson stops at second. We got runners on first and second still.
Scored one in there. With old Maddie Edmonds getting in.
Yes, so we've got an 8-4 lead now for Pisgah with no outs. Bottom half of that lineup doing the job here to get another run on with no outs. And that's going to bring up Jaden Smith here. She hits one down the left field line. Left fielder goes, makes a diving catch.
They're tagging up.
And Kylie Henson gets in. Runners both advance. Diving in by Kylie Henson. Great job by her. She recognized the left fielder. What a great catch. She
made that was a great catch.
Diving catch down the left field line in foul territory. Kylie Henson tags, Chandler Lowry tags. Now we got runners on second and third with one out.
This is definitely what we want to do top of the seventh.
Got Alexis Marcos up. She fouls one back. So you got to feel good about where we're at. 4-run lead here, 8-4. Runners on second and third with just one out. And we've got Alexis Marcos and Addie Faust coming up.
In a perfect world, they could all hit home runs back to back to back.
That would be nice. Second pitch is in the dirt. Runs the count to 1-1 here with one out.
Without a doubt, this is what we wanted.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Alexis Marcos rips one into right field. That's going to score one run. Oh. They look to center. Chandler Round stops. That gets Alexis Marcos over to second. So we get the score to 9-4 on the throw home. Chandler Round and right fielder had to throw it.
Had to.
Did a good job of holding up. Alexis takes second, and that brings up Addie Faust with runners on second and third. Addie Faust hits one up here.
She wants it.
Towards us. She wants that. So that's going to run the count to 0-1 on her here with one out in the score 9-4 again, your Bears lead. Next pitch is in. Addie takes that one. That is a ball. 1-1 count. They've got the scoreboard. It's 2-2. I think they've mixed those that up with Alexis as well. They never reset that one, I believe.
Oh.
And Addie Faust hits one to the short left field.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That is caught by the shortstop, but that's going to get Chandler Lowry home. And Addie Faust, or Alexis Marcos goes, but she slid over the bag. But that gets run number 10 home for us on that RBI for Addie Faust there.
All right, we have some...
So hopefully Alexis is okay here. She's still down over there after sliding into third. But that should be run number 10 for Pisgah. I know West Henderson is wanting that not to be. Alexis Marcos is up here.
That was definitely a second play. That was not part of the... Yeah. The initial play, so it should be 10.
And Chandler scored well before that play at third. So good job of her by tagging up and getting home. They still haven't put it on the scoreboard yet, but Coach Morgan is talking to the home plate umpire here. Let's see if he puts it on the board. He's going over to talk to the dugout.
I think he's putting up. Yep. Put it down.
Put it down. Should be 10-4 on that tag up.
They might not want to. They're resisting.
They're resisting here. So we're going to go to the bottom of the seventh in what should be a 10-4 lead for Pisgah. Heidi Morgan holding her team at the dugout until they finally put it up there.
Reluctantly, they put the 10 up there.
So that was a good job of hitting by Addie Faust. She hit that one to the outfield. Good job by the shortstop. She got deep
over,
out there,
the,
over
shoulder
the shoulder.
Catch. Who
great
does
catch.
That? Apparently she does.
But we talked about base running as an issue against East Henderson the other night. Tonight, we have been excellent on the bases.
Yes.
So we tagged up there. Chandler's able to get home. We did get Alexis thrown out there tagging at third. She saw the throw, thought it was going home. It got cut and sent back to third.
You know, I'm okay with that. It's part of aggressive base running.
Yep.
You know, I would rather her getting thrown out, going to third, and scoring that run than missing an opportunity, And so, this game's about opportunities right now with this team.
Absolutely. So with the lead 10-4, Henderson's going to come to the plate. First pitch is a ball to her. Last time she was up, we did pitch to her. First two times we did put her on with runners in scoring position. Last time she hit a line drive to center field, which was caught for an out.
We're lucky that ball, as hard as it was hit, didn't take Chandler's glove out of the park.
But if Chandler doesn't catch it, it is a home run, and it didn't look like a home run ball. It was just hit on a line, and she just, she hit it.
She crushed it. I understand the reason we were putting on base earlier in the game.
Next pitch, and that one's definitely gone. There's no questions about that.
Yep.
So that's going to get the score to 10-5 here with no outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's probably one that Coach Morgan and staff would rather have back, because you can see the excitement over there on the West Henderson side. We've got to flush that, though, and just workouts here. That's all we got to do is workouts.
You know, you look at Lily, she's on the mound right now. She's taking a little time to herself. She's resilient.
She's resilient.
That is nothing to worry about with her.
And I'm sure she feels good right now with that 10-5 lead right now that she has, that she's comfortable just working out.
I'm sure she's still riding high from that.
We got another hit right back up the middle.
Misplayed a little bit.
Misplayed. She goes to second. The throw is in. And we've got runner at second here, 10-5, with a new batter up here. No outs. It's number 5.
Bree Summey. So Bree Summey's up the bat right now. She is hit it to first, grounded out to first, fly out to center field, and then she had a hit to right earlier.
So they're going to get a runner for the pitcher there. So that run at second base means nothing to us. We're just continuing to try to work on getting outs here. Lily comes to the plate. That's in the dirt. Gets to the backstop. Runner advances to third. That's where we just got to settle down here.
You know, I know they're excited, but they got to realize we got to bottom of the inning to play before we can put this in the win column.
Yeah, we're just looking for three outs here. And Heidi, Coach Morgan comes out, and she just wants to settle everybody down here in the infield.
You break up the momentum a little bit. So go to the phone line here. You need to reach out to your old partner Joey Searles, I guess, at the beach, sending his well wishes on to the team.
Well, we appreciate that, Joey. We've got Coach Browning as well. Couldn't make it. He is visiting with his sister today, who just recently had surgery. So we want to shout out to Kathy Browning here tonight.
And we've
hope she's doing well. We miss Coach Browning being here. That one's popped up down here to the right field line. Allie Smith just can't get there this time.
She was on her horse.
She was trying to get there, so that's going to run the count to 1-1 here.
She dropped the trailer, got on that horse, and was gone.
And I know Coach Morgan told him that runner that just advanced to third, that runner doesn't mean anything to us right now. We just want to work out. Focus on the batters each time. Lily gets the call. 1-1 count here. No outs. Bears lead 10-5. That one's fouled off right at home plate. Addie Faust goes to get that one and runs the count to 1-2 here.
I'm going to also have to give a shout-out while we got a break to Cal Messer. We talked about Sadie earlier. He's a diehard Pisgah fan. I'm sure he's following us on Game Changer and listening to us on the radio.
Next pitch is in, and that is hit to the left fielder.
That's dangerous.
Marin Edmonds has to come in. She can't get there. And that's going to be another double for West Henderson. Run scores. Scores now 10-6. Marin stepped back. That wind just kind of blew that in, and she could not get there.
That was a high hit. I don't know if she didn't lose that one in the lights.
She may have. She may have. Really high fly ball out there that settled in about mid-range into left field.
Right, still just need to play the batter.
Next hitter is up. She hits one down the right field line, and that is way foul over here, over the fence. Runs the count to 0-1. Batter is number 15. That is...
This might be a... Number 15 is not up. Abby Sanders.
Abby Sanders is up. Next pitch is in, and that is hit straight away center. Chandler comes over, makes the grab, throws to third.
That's a good throw.
Oh, almost. Runner advances to third. A good throw on the money from Chandler. Just a little late as that runner tags up and advances to third. One out here now in the bottom of the seventh. Your Bears still up four runs here, 10-6. Runner is on third base, and the new batter is number 11.
Olivia Murphy here. So she has flown out the right field in a 4-3. Hit grounded out in a 4-3 play, so see what we can get going.
Next pitch is out, and that's hit into left center, and Maren Edmonds just can't get there. She misplays it a little bit. That's going to score a run. She gets it into Alexis Marcos, and another double for West Henderson. Thought she might get that, get there. She just didn't quite get there. But good, well hit ball there.
Right in that gap. I mean, that was hard on both our left fielder and our center fielder to get over there. But they were trying to get there, just couldn't get the ball in the glove.
This is going to be the eight-hole hitter here.
JoJo Waller.
She likes going down that left field side. So the score is now 10-7. One out here. Strike one on that batter. Lily Emmons going to bear down here. We want to work these last two batters here, not get back up to the top half of this
order
here. Lily comes to the plate, and that's going to be high. Counts 1-1.
Well, Lily, just settle in. Focus on this batter. Let's get this out at the plate.
Still with a three-run lead here. Runners at second for West Henderson. One out. That one is hit at Allie Smith. She comes to first.
There we go.
That's out number two. The runner does advance to third, but that's all we wanted right there. Just get that second out. So now we're down to one out here with a three-run lead.
So she has hit one to right, and she has hit one to center, and she's grounded out to the pitcher. So she's capable of hitting that ball.
So just squeeze one here wherever she hits it, you know, most likely from middle infield over here towards us.
Definitely don't want to walk her at this point right now.
No.
Want to make sure we get her at the plate.
So the first pitch is in for a ball. It's low. Need Lily to bear down here and really attack this batter. Lily comes to the plate, and that one's outside. Addie takes a look at the third baseman. She gets back quickly, so she holds on to that ball. Ball number two, so a 2-0 count here on Copney.
Oh, look at that swinging. Pretty
and
pitch.
Really pretty pitch. So swinging strike there. Runs count 2-1 here. So getting a little tense here.
It is getting a little tense. If you see all our parents, they're standing up. Nobody's sitting in the – well, a couple of them are sitting in the seats, but I can tell you a bunch of them are up out of their seats just watching this go down. Oh, I want that one.
Ooh. So that was caught a ball on the outside corner. Addie Faust is talking to the umpire about where that missed. 3-1 count here for Lily Emmon. Lily steps back in, gets the call, comes to the plate, and she does walk that batter. That one looked good, too.
I'm not sure that missed anywhere.
So Lily's kind of looking perplexed a little bit. So we're going to have to earn this against top of the order here.
You mentioned that earlier. That strike zone is getting almost non-existent.
Yeah, he's squeezed it, which has led to some of this hitting, I believe, because they can hit it if you throw it right down the zone. Runners on first and third here. First pitch in, and that is a called strike. We allow the runner to advance to second.
They are dangerous when it comes down to this. I mean, this is not where we wanted to be, but we're fully capable of taking care of this.
So Lily's got a 0-1 count, and it's coming. That is in the dirt. Runs it to 1-1. This is Carly Hall, number 24 for West Henderson, at the plate. 10-7 lead here for the Bears. Bottom of seven. Runners on second and third. Two outs. Pitches in. That is hit down the left field line, but it is foul. Alexis Marcos gave great chase there. Just did not, couldn't quite get there. And she was deep.
Deep in foul territory. Gone.
That runs the count to one ball, two strikes. So we're down to one more strike here. We need one more strike here.
Come on, Lily.
Close this thing out, Lily.
We all believe in you.
One ball, two strikes, pitches on the way, and that is ripped into center field. Chandler plays it, throws it in, holds the runner. Both runners score. It's now 10-9 here in the bottom of the ninth. So that was just a great hit up the middle, line drive.
What do you do? What do you think you do here? I think you put her on.
Well, this is not her, so this is the two-hole hitter.
Oh, it's Marley Orr.
So it's Marley Orr, which is a 500 hitter, and then the other one. You have to face Marley because of what's behind her.
Oh, yeah. I got a little ahead of ourselves. I'm getting nervous here.
Yeah, so Addie Faust wants to come out and talk to the team. Gets the infield together. The outfield gets together, has a conversation.
Close it out, girls. Just close it out, ladies. We can do this.
I would bring the infield in a little bit. Any line drive we want to catch here. We don't want to get to the next batter.
Right, he's keeping an eye on first.
So the first pitch is in, and that is a ball. Just needing one out here, folks. Score's now 10-9.
I don't know why we have to make things interesting all the time.
We definitely do that. Looks like right field and center's come in a little bit. Marin's still a little deep out there. I'd like to see her step in a little bit. That's ball number two here. Addie keeps taking a look at Carly Hall, wants to make sure she stays over here at first base. Next pitch is on its way, and that is a ball as well. Now the count has run 3-0. You really got to attack this batter right here. I know she's really good. Squeeze the middle here. She likes to hit it up the middle. She comes to her and she walks her. That's going to put runners on first and second. The tying run now is in scoring position. What do you do here with this young lady?
I think
you got to let somebody else beat you.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're going to give her first base. Base is loaded. And now we got Rosenau.
Rosenau is going to come to the plate with bases loaded here. Your Bears up 10-9. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Do or die time here for our Lady Bears.
Moments like this is where the legends are made.
We've got to bring these outfielders in because we don't want anything down in front of them here.
I'd love to see Lily just three straight strikes.
That's hit at the third baseman. She fields it, comes over and tags third. Kylie Henson makes the play. Game over.
That is the
game. Bears win. Bears win. Bears win. With that, folks, your Bears go away with a 10-9 win here in the bottom of the seventh. When we come back, we'll have all your post-game report and your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Spring Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we go back to April of 1985 when Villanova upset Georgetown. On TV, it was Dynasty in Dallas, and New Coke was introduced. And the hits on the country music chart were by Alabama, The Judds, Dolly Parton, George Strait, John Conley, and many more. And we'll have them on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at West Henderson High School, where your Lady Bears just came away with a big, big victory against the West Henderson Falcons and puts us in sole possession of first place in the conference.
So today's Player of the Game Award is presented by A1 Storage. It's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. So today's Player of the Game is going to be Lily Inman. I don't see how you can go with anybody else with the grand slam home run and the pitch in the complete game. She was on it.
Yeah, she pitched the complete game tonight, did a great job, had six RBIs tonight, one including a grand slam.
I mean, it's hard to forget the double in there that started us off with two runs.
Yep, started us off. Just a great job by her. Really bear down. Anytime you go through a lineup as much as they did, they're going to start getting their timing on the pitcher. They really started hitting it at the end. She didn't let it affect her. She pitched through it and got the win here tonight.
Absolutely. You know, she's only a sophomore, so you know she's going to grow and mature over the next couple of years. It's going to be dangerous to see where she is when she's a senior and how well she's pitching if she continues down this path.
Yeah, so, you know, a fantastic game by her, but have to give it to all the young ladies tonight. They played their rear ends off tonight, really played like they came in wanting to win a conference championship tonight.
Absolutely. So that puts us in a good position with West having, I think they play Franklin two games next week.
Yep.
So, I mean, they got a tougher schedule than we do when it comes to Brevard, but Brevard's going to be bringing everything they have to try to knock us out of that position.
Yeah, that gives us that 10-1 in the conference, gets us to 15-3, gets West Henderson to 14-4 and 9-2 in the conference. So we've got that one game lead. We've got three games left in the conference. Have to win those games to avoid a tie for conference, but really a huge step for our ladies tonight in their search of the first conference championship in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Here at Pisgah.
And I'll tell you what, they cleaned up their fielding play. You know, we didn't have the base running errors that we've kind of been plaguing us. We didn't have the errors in the field that's been kind of dogging us a little bit. We had a clean game when it came down to it. Just some minor tweaks here and there, and you know, we have an outstanding team, whether they make them tweaks or not.
Yeah, and we've had some great softball teams here in the last 10 years. Finished second or third in as far back as I went. It was 10 years ago. This would be year number 10 since the last time we won a conference championship. A great job by them putting themselves in position. Still got some work to do.
Still got some work.
Just extremely proud of them. We got our baseball team back here. We are down, last time I saw, in the top of the fourth inning, 3-0. But they are still in sole possession of first place in the conference. I think they've got a two-game lead on both West Henderson and Tuscola. Tonight would be a big step towards literally solidifying that conference championship. But they got some work to do over here, so we're going to wrap up here and move over there and see if we can support that baseball team.
How nice would it be to have the softball and baseball teams both be conference champs?
That would be awesome.
And both probably going to go deep in the state playoffs.
Both are set up to right now to do really well in the state playoffs, so we're excited about what's to come. I really want to finish this season out strong with both teams and get these conference championships and then watch them make deep runs here. So any last parting words?
I just enjoyed my time with you today.
Great job.
So hope to see if Joey comes back and hangs out with us at the next game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, folks, we'll have our baseball team on the air tomorrow night at East Henderson. That game time should be about 7 o'clock, so please join us for there. Get out and support all of our sponsors that we mentioned tonight. We really appreciate them allowing us to bring you all this action here this year for our Pisgah Spring Sports. Join us again tomorrow night. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Spring Sports.